Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Thursday, September 15th, 2022. I'm very happy to be with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a lot of information to get into. I have a very, 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 very special guest that will be with me the entire program. Excuse me. And it really, the timing could not be better. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be with me. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. I don't know. Folks, if you haven't done so already, go to, make sure you bookmark her website. That's drtenpenny.com and check out her material there. Some of it's beyond a paywall, which is absolutely worth every penny. Just if you understand what's going on in the background with a lot of this jab stuff, a lot of these mandates, even today, a lot of the SARS-CoV-2 disclosures, the deaths. You understand that people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny are constantly under attack. I mean, constantly under attack. And the platforms that bring this out are under attack. We're deplatformed. You can't find, I mean, it's just incredible what's taking place. The level of censorship and the harassment that's taking place. So, but Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, that's Dr. Tenpenny, TENPENNY.com. And check out all that she has to offer there. By the way, I'm going to be on with her on the 27th of September during her happy hour segment. That's going to be a blast. I can't wait. New Lancet report states that COVID could have originated from U.S. lab. Now, we've talked about this before. Remember, University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina? A new report by a top medical journal. I don't know how many people saw this. The Lancet says, you know what? It's feasible that the COVID-19 virus actually originated from a lab in the U.S. up until this point, of course. You know, it was some wet market in Wuhan. But this new paper suggests that SARS-CoV-2 could have leaked from a U.S. lab as a result of either a natural spillover or a laboratory accident. Okay. I've researched this and I've talked to the top physicians and the top scientists who research this. There's no doubt that this is a bioweapon. And you'll have to excuse my voice. I don't know what's going on here. But there's plenty of evidence to suggest that the virus was, in fact, leaked from the Wuhan lab. But China's response, now this according to the article at Summit News, to the pandemic, in quotation marks, does not make much sense in that context. Because if they deliberately or accidentally leaked the virus, why is Beijing still pursuing a disastrous zero COVID policy by locking everything down? If, and the context here is if they were the ones, then they would know and they would respond accordingly. I'll link to this particular report by Summit News, of course, Paul Joseph Watson, and you can decide for yourself. But we know that there was collusion between Fauci and others. Do we have our guest? Okay, here's what we're going to do. I want to play this because ultimately, what's the end game here? What's the end game with all of this? I can tell you right now, it's transhumanism. We are living, I believe, in the end of days, end times. And this is a spiritual battle. We right now, today, I'm not promising tomorrow, but today, we're in this relative calm before the bigger storm. But this is a worldwide battle for everything to be transhumanist. Why do I say that? I don't know who to credit this video, this two-minute video with, but watch this and we'll just watch this and take in what is said by these unelected, unappointed leaders of the world. Here it is.
At the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
In 10 years, when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
Around 2030, I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance.
The new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy. This new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The US is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
Where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker.
Individual carbon footprint tracker.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Some pretty evil people there. Can we agree on that? Obviously, yes, we can agree on that, which is a great segue into my guest this hour. I'm telling you, of all of the physicians out there, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I've got so much respect for her. She's constantly on the front line. She's constantly, I mean, she's the busiest doctor I know. I'm telling you, she's busy. She's got, excuse me, broadcasts and podcasts. She is just, I mean, she's on the front lines of everything. And you'll have to excuse me. Again, I'm losing my voice and I apologize. Eric just says, put a sock in it. Mute and clear. Stand by. Dead air is never good for radio. It really isn't. But okay, and podcasting and also video. But she's extremely busy, and she's got a webinar coming up too. Mechanisms of Injury: A Year in Review and Analysis of Upcoming COVID-19 Injections. You think all this stuff is over? No, it's not. I watched a tremendous, an unbelievable interview between Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Stella Emanuel. And I'm going to tell you something. What I learned there was absolutely, it was breathtaking. I mean, in terms of where we're at, biblically speaking. Now, I don't want to take any more time from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, but keep in mind, folks, whatever you're doing on Saturday, September 24th, 2022, mark this on your calendar. There's a webinar coming up. It's a live webinar, Mechanisms of Injury, A Year in Review an analysis of the upcoming COVID-19 injections. That's Saturday, September 24th, 2022, between 10 a.m. and 12 noon Eastern time. So mark that on your calendar now. I gave out the website earlier, Dr. Tenpenny's website. Make sure you bookmark that. Make sure you take advantage of all of the material there, including the memberships, and also support her as she battles the in the spiritual as well as in the physical. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you so very much for coming on today.
Well, thank you so much for having me again. It's just always a pleasure to be on your show.
You know what? The pleasure's all mine. When I told Eric the Tech that you verified to come on today, he was excited about it because he said, "Oh man, I love her. He loves you coming on, but also your products. Your products. So anyway,
nice. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
So very good. So you know what? I'm going to give you the room to maneuver the floor. I listened to the interview, watched the interview with Dr. Stella Emanuel. I watched a number of interviews, but that one in particular really got to me because I played a 2-minute clip of these monsters saying that, hey, everything's going transhumanism, chip in your hand, total surveillance system. You know, this is stuff that we knew was coming, but it's here now. So I'm going to give you the room to maneuver wherever you want to go. Feel free to start because it's been a while and it's been a long couple of years or a short couple of years with rapid movements toward total subjugation. Go ahead.
Well, it's interesting because when I was listening to that clip, I'm going to pull up something here real quick while we're talking.
Okay.
That I think is really important to for your listeners to know about. If they don't already, give me just a second here to pull this up. I didn't know that's where we were going to start.
I didn't mean to take you. You can tell. I'll tell you what, folks. This is not scripted. This is what you see is what you get.
It really is. And there's really something very important here. Let me see. It'll be spring. Let me just get this for you here.
Okay.
I apologize. I know you said about dead air on the
it's fine.
The radio.
Well, while you're doing that, I just want to remind people that your website, of course, is drtenpenny.com, right? I did get that right. Okay. Well, I just have to double check sometimes myself. You know,
there we go.
Check my work. And folks, bookmark that website and certainly take advantage of everything that's there. So.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to just bring up, because I wanted to make sure I got the letters correctly, is this it's CSRQ. It's CSRQ is where they're going with this. And, you know, when the gal was saying, oh, it's going to be all sovereign money. Yeah, it's going to be sovereign money for those people that they deem to be sovereigns. So if people want to look this up, it's C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, R as in Robert, Q as in question, dash S as in Sam, M as in Mary. So QS, it's CSRQ. And these are the classifications of software that they are giving every single human through their tracking mechanism of how they're doing it. The C stands for Common Class, and I'm going to read this, and I'll give you the link where people can look this up. It's Common Class, which is about 95% of humanity, that they're going to be required two COVID shots and at least two boosters. They can have no more than $5,000 of net worth at any given time, and they can only have $1,000 of liquid cash in their bank account at any given time. And their carbon score will be given to them based on where they travel and what they do and all sorts of social media things. If you're looking at the wrong social media site, you'll be given more carbon points, which means that will restrict your travel and restrict the amount of food that you're allowed to have. And so they're dividing everybody into these classes of common, restricted, sovereign, and quarantine. The sovereign class is about 0.1% of humanity. Actually, I don't know. Can you give me, since this is a Zoom, maybe you can give me permission and I can share this slide with people. Let me see if I can do this.
You know what? I'm not sure we can do that only because of the broadcasting software using.
Okay. Well, then never mind. I'll just read it and then I'll just give you the link. It's the common class, the restricted class, the quarantined class, and the sovereign class. So the common class is most of us.
Right.
The restricted class is about 3% of humanity. They think about 250 million people. You'll be required to get shots. You can only have $1,000 in net worth, only $500 in your bank account, and restriction based on travel and food based on your carbon score. The quarantine class is the punishment class designed to kill people. Those people will be required to have 2 shots and 5 or more boosters, can only have $500 net worth, can only have $250 at any given one time. And again, their carbon score is going to be given automatically high, so it restricts travel and food. Now, the sovereign class are all of the wealthy people in the world, about 0.1% of humanity, no COVID shots required, no asset limitation, no account limitation, and no carbon score will be given to them. And these are people who are already moving millions of dollars into their sovereign class credit system, where they will be exchanging their dollars and their Federal Reserve notes and their euros and all of those things for credits, and that they can have their credits to do whatever they want with them. There you go. That's it. It's just a really, really, this is where they're going with the total control and the whole idea of you will own nothing and be happy. Well, you will be happy and not complain, or you will be put into the quarantine class, which will probably be FEMA camps and all these different things. So this is really where they're headed. And when she said, yes, the money, it will all be sovereign. Well, it will be sovereign to those that they deem to be important and deem to be sovereigns. There'll be no cash, no underground, no under-table economy, no bartering allowed, which is kind of interesting. I don't know how they would monitor that. I suppose on your chip that we are hackable humans, that chip will probably monitor every conversation, every interaction that we have with other people. Like, we couldn't be able to give food to people who were in the quarantine class because that would be monitored. Failure to work, failure to adhere to the new social credit guidelines for any and attend any type of protest or have any sort of criticism will result in immediate demerits, fines, and deductions from your account, ranging from $5 to $800, depending on the offense. People will learn quickly to be in compliance in order to eat. Non-compliance means pain, no money, no friends, loss of home, property, and housing. You will have to jump through many, many hoops to get your demerits removed, and you may end up in a re-education camp. So they're doing this with a one world government, one world religion, one world everything. You're based on your carbon credit scores, you'll be able to access the internet. You'll be able to access food. I'm sure you've already seen those stores that when they go in and it looks like a glass front, but it's really just the pictures of the things that are behind it. And you have to swipe your mark that you have in your hand, and they have little red dots everywhere of viewing how much you actually take out of the refrigerator because you're only allowed certain things. So even if you have a better credit score or you have more money, you would not be allowed to do it and give it to someone else.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Now, who would I don't even know what question to ask. Okay. Who's behind this, obviously, or who would, is this the IMF? Is this the world? I mean, is this WEF or who's behind this?
Of course, it's all of them.
Okay.
It's, you know, the World Health, well, you know, the WEF, the United Nations. I mean, it starts from, you know, the World Economic Forum and their masters who are probably feeding them, which would be BlackRock, State Street, and,
Vanguard. Yep.
They are the rulers of the world, and whoever they are, because we don't really know. I mean, BlackRock, you can have access. They allow you to see like who's on the board of directors and who's part of BlackRock. And, you know, when they have the, you know, is it Larry Fink, I believe, who's their front person that kind of runs that around. But Vanguard is completely private, and you don't know who's inside of Vanguard or who's on their board of directors or who's pulling those strings. And, you know, and then we've got State Street, which is close behind them, and Berkshire Hathaway is another one of the great big players at the top. And of course, everything Gates Foundation and all the multiple tentacles that they have everywhere. All of them are behind this. All of them, yeah. Doug. Okay. I mean, it's not, and, you know, sometimes when you listen, I listened to a little video, I think it was last week or the week before. Somebody sent it to me as an hour video, and the name of the video was called Monopoly. And it was very well done. And it was very well done of how he, this gentleman, laid this out in a chronological order and just sort of put everything together in a 1 hour video that if you were going to start with a video to show your friends to say, who are like, oh, that's just a bunch of hogwash, that's just a conspiracy theory, I would start with that video. It's called Monopoly. And it's and it shows the monopoly that State Street and Vanguard and BlackRock have on the entire world. You cannot name an industry, a food, a mechanism, a tool, anything that isn't controlled or owned by Blackwater, Vanguard, and State Street. So it's really, you know, the only result, the only recourse that we have, and the only way that we're going to survive this really, is to start now and get, you know, there's billions of us and a handful of them. You know, and I, at one point in time, I was a Q follower. I don't do that anymore for lots of reasons, but at one point in time, and one of the things that, if you followed Q at all, that really stuck in my mind was said that there will come a day when they won't be able to walk down the street. Yes. And I hope that that's coming soon for, you know, the Faucis of the world and the Burks and all of the people who've been completely bought and paid for and bought off, the, like, you know, all the governors that have been paid for, the Congress people, that they, because there are millions of us. I've said this for years, long before COVID. I said there's 545 Congress people. Between the Senate and the House of Representatives and the people in the White House, there's about, let's say, 550, just to keep the number simple. And there are 300 million of us. Why are we letting them get away with this? And yeah, and so in order, I mean, we know where they live when they come back to our towns. We know where they live. We know where they ostensibly attend church. We know where they do their grocery shopping. Why do we allow it?
And you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I've asked that same question, and I think there will come a time, Doctor, I believe this in my heart. I believe that there will become a time, an event will take place that will be clearly be an act of war against us, although we've had many in the past. My questions this week, I've asked this a couple of times, you know, conservative Christians always say, well, it's not my hill to die on. I've yet to meet a Christian conservative who's identified a hill, you know, this is my hill that I'm going to die on. I've yet to meet that person, but that aside, I think there will be an event or a series of events that will, create some kinetic action. I think that's pretty, I'm not asking for it. I'm just saying, I think that's going to happen. And, you know, I pray it doesn't, but you know, where we fight back. Now, I'm not saying everyone, but I think that there's a number of people I think that will. And, I mean, I hope so, but.
Well, it's the only way that it's going to work is if we are doing this in defense.
Right.
Because if we fire the first volley, we're done.
No, I agree. I 100% agree. We cannot do that. And we saw what happened with the setup at the Capitol, of course, and what they tried to do, what they wanted us to do collectively. And of course, that's their MO. So you're absolutely right. No, we have to do this righteously with obedience to the word of God, I believe. And I know you feel the same way.
Well, you know, when Moses, the night before Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, you know, this is in Exodus about chapter 13 or 14. The night before, he pulled the elders together and the elders and the major household peoples and had this conversation with them and said, the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. And we need to just let and just watch and see what God is going to do. We have to invite God onto the playing field and then he will do the fighting for us. We just have to be quiet. And that I used that for one of my happy hours like a week or so ago, and I'm going to use it for my Substack this week, that we need to invite God onto the playing field, but we need to clean up our act first. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, starts with a conjecture, if my people, God's people, not all the rest of the heathens, we have to clean up our act. We have to stop wearing masks. We can't wear masks when we go to church. We have to leave that spirit of fear at the door and not wear a mask or a shield or social distancing or all that stuff into our churches, which people still do. We need to leave that fear, that piece of slavery at the door before we go into our churches. We need to not have shot clinics on Tuesday. You know, we, God's people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face and pray, then I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sins, assuming that we've been asked for forgiveness, for bowing our knee to the pharmakia, for expecting a shot to alleviate our fear, because we were so afraid of getting sick instead of giving that to the Lord and taking that fear to God in prayer and asking for God and Jesus to remove that spirit of fear from you. We instead turned our back on God and bowed our knees to the Faucis and the pharmaceutical industry and the public health departments and all of the pastors that said, well, my wife's a nurse. She knows. Really? What did you just do to your sheep? So when he said, I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sins, implying that they have recognized the fact that what they have done is defiled the temple of the Holy Spirit, and believed the deception, because it was what their itchy ears wanted to hear, as talked about in 2 Timothy. And so when it says, and I will then hear them from heaven, forgive their sins, and then I will heal their land. I mean, we've got a lot of prerequisites to do, Doug, before God's going to like come in here and save America.
Exactly.
I mean, America's pretty despicable right now, with human trafficking, with all the abortions, with the drug problems, with the transgender things, and what we're doing to our children and injecting them with these experimental shots down to 6 months of age. And Moderna is starting its clinical trials this month on 3-month-olds, and giving these dastardly shots to pregnant women. And the doctors and the nurses that do it are complicit in murder. And I believe it's time that we call it out the way that it is. All of these people are dying. 1.4 million people have been injured. More than 30,000 deaths reported to open VAERS. We know that's about 15% of what really has happened. More than 900 healthy, athletic men and women at the top of their game dropped over dead by this fabricated diagnosis called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, that people are walking around, they're perfectly healthy and drop over dead. And we don't have any idea what happened, what caused it, except they just got their second booster several days ago, because we know after the first, we get two shots and they get a booster. Now, how did they decide to give a booster? There was no clinical trials. There was no studies. There was no anything. And all they made that predicated on was a few hundred people that they tested their antibody level. And they said that it had dropped off after their second shot, you know, within 30 to 60 days. So you need a booster and another booster and another booster. I mean, people told me, some insiders that I knew early on in all this stuff, they said they are planning for 7 boosters. And the data shows unequivocally that after the first booster, you destroy your immune system permanently. And after the second booster, the incidence of death is through the roof. I mean, the UK has now come out with data this week that actually says that of the people that got the shots early on, between December of 2020 or January of 21 till now, which is about 18 months, 1 in 73 people are dead. Dead.
Wow. 1 in 73.
1 in 73 in the UK. And they've got many millions more who are chronically sick. They've literally lost their minds. You look at these people and there's nobody there. Their personalities have changed. They've gotten angry and aggressive. They have memory loss. They have early signs of what's called Lewy body dementia. They have early, all of the heart disease that's happening, the myocarditis, congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathies, the arrhythmias, all of these things are happening in these shots. And these are all the things that we're going to be talking about in detail in our webinar on September the 24th, between 10 and noon is when I've got the PowerPoint presentation almost done, that we'll go through and I'll show people all the things. If you missed it, I've put it together in a way that you can really understand it. It's not a laundry list. In fact, it's a brand new presentation, Doug. I mean, I thought it was going to be more kind of a review, but as I started working with the material and adding and adding and adding, it's really a new presentation. And then I'm going through and I've got a little stack right here. This is what I have left to go through. I can see it is about an inch thick.
Yep.
I've been through about half of this, and these are a printout of all of the 123 COVID shots in the developmental pipeline. So it's actually, there's a lot of shots that are kind of went through like phase one and phase two, and then they're kind of stalled out, or they're waiting for money for their clinical trials. And but there's some pretty interesting things that I've been able to peel out from the from all of this material that we're going to be talking about on September the 24th from 10 to noon Eastern time. If you can't make it, if you're not available, then you've got another commitment. If you've registered for the course, you'll get the full recording, the whole Zoom recording, and you'll also get a transcript, a raw transcript of it. We're not going to convert it into an ebook. We'll just send it to a light, do some light editing on it to take out the ums and the ands and the circular sort of things just a little bit. You'll get the copy of the audio. You'll get the full webinar. You'll also get, if you didn't get them before, the 20 mechanisms of injury and the 20 more mechanisms of injury ebooks. And we're going to have a special surprise that I'll announce on the morning of the webinar of one additional gift that I've put together for everybody.
Wow. Okay. As if what you just described is not enough. Folks, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be disappointed. And if this sounds like a sales pitch, it damn well is. I'm sorry, because I'm going to tell you something, okay? The information that Dr. Tenpenny provides in the webinars, you're not going to get anywhere else. It would take you days, months, weeks, months in order to compile everything. So mark your calendars. In fact, all of the information, just go to her website, Dr. That's Dr. Tenpenny, TENPENNY.com, or click on the link in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But by all means, do this, because I sounded like I was having some sort of I sounded like Joe Biden just moments ago when you said 123 shots in the pipeline. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, they're in phase one, phase two, and phase three clinical trials right now. Some of them are stalled out because they're waiting for money. Some of them are just waiting for data because they just started their phase three clinical trials this summer. But one of the things that I found, I'll just tell you that I'm making a list of all these things that as I'm going through some of the things that are kind of interesting, is how many countries of origin where they have a factory and they've developed these shots and they've gone to their own government to get funding or to get support for helping enrolling people into their clinical trials. And their local governments have refused to help them. So what do? Is they go to other third world countries. Like, for example, I'll give you like one example from that I'm talking about in the webinar is that, for example, there's a British company in Britain. There's a company called ScanCell. They could not get any funding or support from the British government to enroll people in Britain. So they did their phase one clinical trial in South Africa. And there was another company, a Korean company called iGene, that they could not get any funding or support from the South Korean government. So they took money and they're doing their phase one trials in Australia. And so it's interesting to me that, you know, here's a company that has a business that's producing a shot that is employing people, and their own government is saying, I don't think so. I don't like your data. But they were able to sell it to go to Australia or Brazil or South Africa or other African countries. Or a lot of that was done in China. There's a lot of shots that are in development in China. Like, of that 123, I'd say at least a third of what I can see are in China, that they're making more and more shots. And they're doing bizarre things. This is the other thing that I'm going to be talking about, is the bizarre things that I'm finding. I'm not going through like every single shot. It's honestly, it's kind of boring. You know, they say, here's a company, you know, we tested it against Pfizer's antibody responses, and we tested against them. And what we found was that the antibody response was about the same. So we're going on into phase two clinical trials. There's a lot of that. Because remember, we haven't been doing this 2 years yet, Doug.
Right.
It's been less than 2 years. It seems like it's been two decades, because it's all we talk about. It's what we focus on, and all these different things with the shots and the deaths and the injuries and the mandates and all these other things. I mean, it will be 2 years in December that Pfizer and Moderna first released their shots, and it'll be 2 years this coming February when Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca released their shots. So when people want really specific information about really specific stuff, it's a little hard to dig it out because we haven't been doing it for that long. There's no long-term studies. Anybody that's gotten a shot, anybody that you know that has got, that has gotten a shot, anybody who volunteered to get the shot because nobody made you do it. Nobody held a literal gun to your head tied you to a chair and jabbed you in the arm with a needle. My husband made me do it. My spouse made me do it. My boss made me do it. My adult children made me get the shot so I could see my grandchildren. No, you rolled up your sleeve and sat down in the chair. You violated the temple. You did it. That's the first step. I just want to say this and then I'll move on, is that it's the first step of repentance, Doug. It is accepting responsibility that I made a bad decision, whether I was coerced into it, whether I was prodded into it, whether I was bullied into it. It was still my decision. It was still, it's like, the person who took their first line of cocaine the first time, they may have been bullied into it. They have been peer pressured into it. They may have been told, you got to be part of the club. You got to take your first snort of cocaine. Well, eventually you were the one who put the straw in your nose and did it. It's the same thing with these shots. You chose to do it. However that happened, whether you were bullied, coerced, whatever, at the end of the day, and the first step of repenting in that Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people will repent, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, the Lord is willing to forgive your sins if you ask, and through his righteousness, he will restore you and cleanse you. And so the first step of repenting is accepting responsibility for the decision you made. And you may still have to suffer some of the consequences of that decision in your physical body. But it doesn't matter if you're here another week, another month, another 50 years. The amount of time that you are on this planet is a speck in God's eye compared to all of eternity. So accept responsibility for nobody made you do this. Well, I could have lost my job. I've been complaining about for 20 years. And you didn't trust that God would put you in a better place, maybe more money and a whole kinds of things. You didn't trust the Lord would do that for you if you took care of your temple.
Again, that's why I love the interview between you and Dr. Stella Emanuel. Everyone's talking about this great big revival, but no one's talking about repentance. No one's talking about exactly what you just spoke about. And people are attempting to rationalize their own decisions that they really own. Okay. And I get that. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I understand what Dr. Emanuel was saying as well in that interview. So, you're 100% right. Wow. But, okay. Continue, please. I don't want to get in your way. You keep going because let me just mention this. DrTenPenny.com. That's the website. The link will be in the program description box. Go there. Make sure you become a member there as well so you can get the premium content and mark your calendars because I am Saturday, September 24th, 2022, 10 to 12 noon. That's right. You heard me right. The real time, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern time. With a short break and then a Q&A session up to 2 p.m. Eastern time for the live educational webinar. And I guarantee you will not be sorry. Go ahead.
I think there'll be a lot of new material. And so, but if you took our 20 mechanisms of injury webinar in May of last year, and then you did the 20 more mechanisms, so 40 total in July of last year, if you've done either one of those, if you are a premium podcast member already, of our premium podcast members pay $35 a month. If you're a premium podcast member, or we just added this yesterday, or if you are a annual membership to my Substack, to the Eye on the Evidence Substack, where I do every week, I release a Saturday a review of the medical literature and a commentary on it. They're pretty long. Last week, it's a two-part series on COVID and loss of smell. They did the first one last Saturday, and the second one is this Saturday. And if you signed up, the weekly membership is $7 a week. If you signed up for an annual membership, so if you paid $70 to be an annual member of our Substack, we're also giving you a 15% discount off of this webinar. So if you've done it before, webinar number one, number two, if you're part of our Substack, or if you're a premium member, check your inbox, check your spam folders, because we sent the emails out more than once for you to get a registration link that gives you a discount for blessing us in the past and for listening to our educational things and sticking with us financially. It's been really important to us.
You know, I cannot believe your Substack, by the way, is absolutely incredible. The information, the things that you can learn. And folks, you know, if you've got loved ones who believe the narrative, my goodness, you really need to listen to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. DrTenpenny.com or DrTenpenny.com is the website. And you need to virtually attend this this webinar on Saturday, September 24th. I say that with love, and I say that with concern, because we talk about problems all the time. We could talk about the chip and what's going, but you know what? Where are the solutions? And that's where Dr. Tenpenny comes in, and with her fantastic research, the information and the teachings, and even a surprise. I can't wait for that on the 24th. She has not told me yet, Eric. So don't be. All right. So, and she's not going to either. I'm telling you. So okay. Continue, please. Before you do, I want to say, and I mean this genuinely, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you do, because I know you are under fire, but you're over the target every single day, and you're under fire every day. And I thank you for putting yourself out there. I really do.
Well, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate all of my fans and followers and all of the love and support and the comments that I get from everybody and the prayers that I get for protection and for stamina, which is what I really need, protection for stamina and stamina. You know, 60 is not the new 40, Doug. They lied to us.
you know, Eric the Tech and I were just talking about that, and he showed me what he's taking, of course, your product. He said, you know, because I, with my losing my voice and stuff like that. He said, you know, you really need to be taking this product. So anyway, I guess that's kind of a left-handed way of saying, you've got some good stuff on your,
we do. And if, you know, and when you, if you're looking for our products, I mean, the one that we usually recommend for everybody specifically going into the fall, I happen to have my bottle of it sitting right here. It's called Optimmune. It's got everything in it that you need, all in one thing. It's got vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, and NAC, all in just two capsules. And this bottle is a two-month supply because it's got 120 capsules in it, and you take two of these a day. So instead of like five different things, you can use just two. And you can get that if you go to drtenpenny.com under our shop. Under shop, Optimmune there. And if you use that, if you use a DRT02 for, you know, the 2nd of September, for DRT02, you'll get a 10% discount off of that. So you can get that. And then there's another tab there that they're two separate stores. One store has all of our private label and all of our supplements in it. There's another store, it's right underneath another tab. It says our apparel. And I love our stuff. In fact, I just placed a large order of my own stuff out of my own store over the weekend of t-shirts and mugs. And because I'm buying some for gifts for other people. I mean, our t-shirt, Melissa runs both of those stores. And she has, and we have a designer that we work with that are just really super cool t-shirts. And they can, you can also get them if you can get them. There's ones for kids. I really like the ones for kids. It says, I'm being raised to be a lion. There's one in there that's really good. And then you can also get mugs and totes and tumblers and things like that. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that's available in there. And that's one of my favorite ones. It's Jesus. The normal is not coming back. Jesus is. And you can get that in a variety of things. We just added a bunch of sweatshirts because it is coming into fall and winter. And so I just think I spent 2 hours shopping in my own store the other day. See that little mug right there, that red one?
Yes.
At the very end. That's the one it says on the front of it. Normal is not coming back. Jesus is. That's my favorite mug, which I just happen to have in the dishwasher right now. I appreciate you letting me just talk about that a little bit, Doug. That's really kind of you to kind of do a little mini commercial right here. But I really do like our stuff. I really do. And it's fall, and we're going to be talking about Christmas and Christmas presents. And there's just great designs in there. There's one that our newest t-shirt is a It says it was actually inspired by Coach Dave. It actually was inspired by Coach Dave. He was on my happy hour a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how COVID has really separated the sheep from the sheep. So we made this new T-shirt where you have the sheep standing in the background with masks on, and up in the front, you see there's a picture of Jesus with all of his sheep, so that he is, you know, he is the caretaker of his sheep, while we've got the other sheep in the background who are depending on their masks and their shots. I mean, it's really pretty cool. It was inspired by Coach Dave. There wow. It is, that one right there.
I like that. All right. And you know, folks, I have to tell you something. What Dr. Tenpenny does is not free. Okay. I mean, the amount of time, the amount of effort, the amount of expense that she goes to bring all of us this information to keep you and I safe. Okay. A t-shirt, a mug is the least we can do.
Thank you.
And I'm telling you, for extra credit, become a member. I'm a member of numerous premium sites, and I have to say that your premium site is probably the most comprehensive about this topic. And I'm not overstating this with any hype, and you're not paying me to say this. I have a lot of questions. And I find your information, your interviews. Jamie Walden was on some time ago. Good friend Jamie Walden. But anyway, all of your things help me to understand, and then help other people as well. And that's what I like to do. I like to help other people. And Eric the Tech won't Optimmune. He's bogarting the bottle of Optimmune over there. So all right,
I can't enough. Mess up my count.
Yeah. Tell him. So, okay.
Well, the nice thing I like about this product is it's got everything in it that you need to protect your immune system. And it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's got 5 products, 5 ingredients. So instead of 5 individual bottles that you take multiple things of, you take 2 of these once a day, or you can take 1 in the morning, 1 at dinner, something like that. And this bottle, it's a 2-month supply. So if you're going to be taking it all winter, you might as well get a couple while you're there. There you can see, you know, it's got really good quantities of things that are in there.
Yeah, so. He was over there counting the capsules, you know, like they were narcotics or something, to make sure I didn't take any. But you know, you're a medical doctor, so you know what works and what doesn't. So I trust you as a medical doctor, and I appreciate what you do. So again, I didn't mean to derail you. And again, this is not scripted, folks. The big thing though is make sure you mark down September 24th, Saturday, September 24th between 10 and noon, and then a Q&A afterwards up until 2 o'clock. And also, if you order the products, DRT02, I believe that's right?
That's just for the Optimmune.
For the Optimmune. Okay. Yep. Got it. Okay. Yep. All right. Yep. I'll put that in the program description box. Okay. Continue, please, with wherever you want to go. I hijacked kind of the direction, and I didn't mean to do that.
Well, you said you had a lot of questions. What question do you have? Let's answer your question.
Okay. I'm hearing from people, influencers especially, that, you know, COVID, it's not, you know, SARS-CoV-2, COVID, it's kind of over. They blew their wad on COVID and the injections. They need another plan. And from what I'm hearing from you, that's not necessarily true. They're kind of still doubling down on that, right?
They are doubling down on it. It's just amazing to me that, you know, the Omicron, the initial SARS-CoV-2 virus, is that if there ever was an isolate virus, I don't know. I don't really get into that debate, that argument about is there a virus or not a virus? Does it follow Koch postulates? Does it not? Because I think it's a more of a distraction than anything. I mean, because somebody thinks, you know, in my opinion, you cannot take, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of research and published research and all of the high tech microscopes and everything they have now, and they can define all these things down to like the nucleic acid chains. How can you just take that whole thing and just throw it underneath the bus and say it doesn't exist? Now, there may not be a SARS-CoV-2 virus, But I don't think it's appropriate to say there's no viruses, period. You know, and so that's where I kind of stand on that. You know, I because I spend a lot of time reading the medical literature and the little fine things and stuff that they do. And, you know, people say, well, it's just a computer program. Well, it might be on SARS-CoV-2, but what about all of the other genealogies and all the things that they have mapped out? The genealogies on influenza viruses are thousands of viruses long. You're going to say that's all fraudulent and doesn't really exist either? So I just choose, Doug, for me personally, I don't really get into that debate very much. I don't really even talk about it very much because I think it's a distraction. I think what's important is that people are getting sick from something. They're being injected with something that could make them chronically ill for life or kill them. And more and more people are dying, and they're going to die over the next 10 years. You've heard me say on your program before, yes. The tsunami of death has arrived. It's like it's tipping over the top, and it's landing, it's starting to land on the beach. And now when we get through this winter time and they do these bivalent vaccines that they're now talking about, that's a combination of influenza and SARS-CoV-2 variants. It might be the Omicron variant of 0.5, or it might be the other one that's 0.4, BA.4 or BA.5. It might be one or the other. They're not really sure. They've never mixed them together in a vial before, ever. And they've never tested it. They tested it on 6 mice that died. It's never been tested on humans. And when people start going out this fall that have had their COVID shots over, say, the course of the summer, and they go out this fall and they start getting just regular flu shots, or they get this bivalent flu shot, which gives them another dose of messenger RNA plus an attenuated virus that could reactivate, I just can't even imagine the disaster that we are going to see from people getting horribly sick and dying from these shots. And I mean dying, maybe like on the spot. I mean, I went out and I did one of the things that I put together for this webinar. It's up here at the top. Let me just tell you the numbers. I'm looking at my PowerPoint over here at the side. The numbers that we're already looking at of the number of people that have died. This was a VAERS database search that I did, that between December 2020 and August of 22, there were 3,800 adults that died within less than 24 hours of getting a COVID shot. There were 1,000 adults that had died within 3 days. And those are just the ones we know about. And we know that VAERS is somewhere around 5% of actual numbers. So if 3,800 is 5%, well, it'd be 7,600, would be 10%. So that would be like, so 7,600 would be 76,000 people died within 3 days of getting a shot.
You know, I love, I read your investigative report piece in your Substack. I believe it was your Substack, and forgive me if I misquoted where it was. Hey, I got the jab and I'm fine. I got the boosters, I'm fine, and not so fast. Was that?
Yeah, that was my Substack.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
And that was actually the title of it. I got my shot, I'm fine, and then the subtitle was, well, wait a minute, not so fast.
Yes, and I thought, you know, when I read that and I reread that, and then I read it a third time, and I asked my wife to read it. I'm not kidding, okay, because I want to make sure that, you know, I'm seeing this right. Some pretty interesting things in there in terms of, well, you know what, you may not be fine. And then of course, with your interview with Dr. Emmanuel on the repentance versus revival, you know, having a revival without having repentance, that's not going to work. And of course the coercion excuse and all that. But anyway, I thought that was just a really well-informed, a lot of information in that piece. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
The thing is that, you know, and we'll talk about this on the webinar too. I mean, you can divide getting a COVID shot in the injuries into basically 4 primary categories. Category one is sudden death. Like I just said to you, that 3,800 people died. And reported to the VAERS database, 3,800 died in less than 24 hours, 1,000 died within 3 days of getting a COVID shot. And many of them, as I'm reading through the VAERS reports, because they tell you like what happened. I mean, there were people that literally got the shot sitting in the chair and they dropped over dead like that. I mean, So we've got, so category one is sudden death, either from the shot or from anaphylactic shock or from a blood clot that goes to your brain or to your lungs or to your heart. So category one is sudden death. Category two is the more than 1,100 conditions and symptoms that Pfizer knew were coming to the forefront, that Pfizer knew from their documents that were going to happen after these shots, that they failed to release until one judge said, "We're holding these things back for 75 years. You need to start releasing them now." And in their first tranche of papers, it was a 38-page paper that had 8 pages of single space reading across this way on a page of conditions affecting affecting every organ system in your body. So whether it's your brain, your lungs, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, your ovaries, your testicles, your intestinal tract, and on and on and on, these spike proteins damage the endothelial lining. And the endothelial lining is the lining that's in the inside of your arteries. It scratches it, breaks down the platelets, and causes clots, microscopic clots everywhere. So category two is spike protein disease, which can be any of 1,100 types of things. So I get these emails from people that saying, you know, they give you your whole story. And my wife, my sister, my mother, my adult children, blah, 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 whoever the person was, fill in the blank, got a COVID shot. And now they have X condition. Could the COVID shot have caused that? The answer is yes. Yes. We've got, we know more than 1,100 conditions were listed in the Pfizer documents. So I'm good. My next Substack that I'm going to write, not this weekend, but next weekend, is about COVID shot, about the COVID shot and eye disorders. You know, the blindness, the central venous artery, the central artery occlusion, the macular degeneration. There are probably 27 different eye diseases that we know that these spike proteins can cause. And the spike protein, the full ramification of the spike protein takes about anywhere from a few months to we're going to be looking at that for another 4 to 5 years. And we're going to see it generationally. If people can get pregnant at all, that toxin, that horrible, horrible poison will be passed down generationally. So category one is acute sudden death. Category two is spike protein illness. Category three is autoimmune responses. So the whole point of this exercise is to inject this messenger RNA to make a spike protein. So then your body will say, hey, that's a foreign protein. It doesn't belong here. We need to make an antibody to make that spike protein go away. The problem is that the number of spike proteins that are made are in the billions, if not more, and the amount of antibodies that are made don't really bind the spike protein tightly. So through a process called molecular mimicry, that antibody can go and start attacking all of your organ systems to create massive autoimmune disease, again, in any organ system in your body. So diabetes, hypertension, kidney disease, multi-organ system failure, lung conditions, problems in your brain. And it can take up to 10 years to see full-blown autoimmune disease. So unless people are, you know, people go, I got shot, nothing wrong with me. Well, we're not far enough out yet to know the long-term ramifications of that. But from what we've seen so far, 1 in 73 people dead in the UK who took a shot somewhere in the last 18 months, 1 in 73, chances are pretty good that you're going to have to be looking over your shoulder for 3 to 10 years and hope that nothing happens. You don't get any other side effects, sicknesses, anything like that, that maybe by the grace of God, you did get a low potency shot or they gave you the wrong dose, or that there's rumor that there's placebos out there. Maybe you, by the grace of God, got lucky. But you cannot say with any level of certainty, I got the shot, I'm fine, nothing wrong with these shots, bring on the booster.
Man, if that doesn't blow your hair back, nothing will. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, as just like it sounds, .com is the website for all of the information. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Dr. Tenpenny's website, please. And folks, please mark your calendars Saturday, September 24th, 2022, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time for a very important webinar. Dr. Tenpenny, thank you so very much for coming on and sharing this information. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all the plugs, which I wasn't anticipating at all. So I want to say that to your audience. He's not kidding. I didn't pay him to have this paid advertisement, and I had no idea he was going to talk about it.
But I know how much, I know how hard she works, and I know the slaps you take. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that'll do it for that'll do it for us tonight. May God bless each and every one of you. I'm going to go have a cup of tea with lemon and honey. Good night.